Hello, this is Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Distribution Center Magazine. Welcome to Counter Talk Radio. In this episode, we'll be chatting with Leon Lebrecht, Managing Partner and CEO of LJPR Financial Advisors, a wealth management firm based in Troy, Michigan. LJPR has helped countless blue-collar workers and their families with retirement planning. Well, good morning, Leon. How are you doing today? Could you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Good morning, Herb. It's good to be with you. I'm Leon Lebrecht. I'm the CEO of LJPR Financial Advisors. I'm a CPA and an attorney, amongst other things, but I also serve on the Michigan Association of CPAs Board of Directors, where I headed up the task force on the new tax law. So I've been buried in piles of paper and tax papers here trying to figure this thing out.
Good times. Can you tell us a little bit more about LJPR Financial Advisors and how much services may be helpful to those here in the mechanical trades?
Sure, we'd love to do that. We're an independent financial advisor. We're a wealth advisor. So as a CPA and an attorney, we do things like accounting and tax planning, but we don't do CPA work per se. We also do estate planning and legal planning, and we also manage money. But we act as a fiduciary, which means we always act in the best interest of our clients. Been around for about 29 years, manage about $800 million.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's talk taxes. As you said, you're piled underneath them. Several portions of the recently passed 2017 Tax Reform Bill, which is also known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, contains several provisions that are applicable to HVACR distributors and contractors. Perhaps you could tell us which of those aspects are most important.
Yeah, I was thinking about this when I knew we were going to talk, and I think for our members, they want to really pay close attention to some of the provisions as they apply to how a business is set up. Plus, there's a new write-off for HVAC and R-type things going into buildings. So there's both a marketing opportunity for our members, and there's also an individual planning difference, and that is basically how you set up your business. Are you a C-Corp, or are you an S-Corp, or are you a partnership, or are you a sole proprietor? And this would apply to our distributors, it would apply to our contractors. I mean, there's a whole bunch to it, and it's a revolutionary change. We haven't seen anything like this since Eisenhower was the president.
Can you dig a little deeper and explain or describe the difference between a C-Corp and an S-Corp?
Sure. So the biggest difference is there's a C-Corp is a corporation that pays its own taxes and acts on its own behalf. So if you have a corporation and the corporation pays income taxes, or the corporation pays you a salary and none of the distributions come out to you except in the forms of a taxable dividend, then you're a C-Corp. And the way a member would look at that is they'd say, am I filing an 1120? If you're filing an 1120, I've got really good news for you. Your tax rate is 21%, period. There's no lower tax rate, there's no higher tax rate, there's no 35% tax rate, the tax rate's now 21%. So a C-Corp became very attractive under this bill. And the idea behind the bill was to bring big corporations back to the United States, but in the course of doing that, it helped a lot of small corporations and small businesses as well. So if I'm a contractor and I've got a C-Corporation and I'm accumulating some money because I'm buying trucks or buying businesses and things like that, I've got the opportunity to get a 21% tax rate. On top of that, there's a special provision called 1202 that says someday if I sell the business and it's less than $10 million, I get it tax-free. So, I mean, it's like a really wonderful thing on the C-Corp side that really helps a lot of folks in that business. And we're actually seeing some CPAs looking at changing their businesses over to C-Corps, you know, because of this exact rule. But that's not the end of the story. There's a huge thing on what's called pass-through.
Sure. Tell us more.
So on the pass-through side, if you're not a C-Corp, you're probably filing a Schedule C, which means you're a sole proprietor, or you're being taxed as an LLC, which means you might be being taxed as a partnership, or you got something called a subchapter S corporation. And there's a lot more details in this. I had to read the darn thing about 10 times to figure it out. But if you really take a good close look at that, that's a whole bunch of people in the HVAC business. I mean, in the state of Michigan alone, there's about 800,000 subchapter S and sole proprietors. So, I mean, it's an amazing number. So the number of people that are covered by the pass-through is huge. Here's the rule. If you're in the pass-through business, you get a deduction for up to 20% of your pass-through income. Now, that's unusual. I mean, that's completely revolutionary. We've never had anything like this. So if I'm making $100,000 installing units, and $100,000 is my pass-through income, I get a $20,000 deduction. If I make $1 million, I get a $200,000 deduction. It's really wild. But it requires a lot of attention to the rules because it has an effect on how many wages I pay and whether I have equipment used in the business, those kinds of things. But, boy, I'll tell you, everybody with a pass-through business should be talking to their accountant and trying to figure out, you know, what they can go do to make this work for them, because the pass-through rules are unbelievable. It also means, though, I might not want to have my wife or kids on payroll, or I might not want to have all kinds of expenses. I may want to have the income go up and move the expenses somewhere else. So lots of planning opportunities, lots of complexity. I like to say, Herb, that this is the most complicated simplification I've ever seen.
Now, you mentioned that rate is now 20%. What was it previously?
The 21% rate was all the way. Oh, the 20% deduction never existed before. Okay. If I had a pass-through, I might be taxed at 39.6%. Now I might be taxed at 37% but get a deduction for 20% of my income. I'll give you an example. If I'm making less than 315 grand, let's say I'm making 300 grand, so I'm doing pretty well. If I'm making 300 grand in the old days, I would have been in the 33% bracket. If this is all pass-through income, I'm in the 19.2% bracket. It's huge.
Great. How difficult is it to become a C-Corp? What does that process entail?
C-Corp's really easy. I mean, you just set up your corporation, and if you don't do anything, you're a C-Corp. If you want to set up an S-Corp, you have to file a special election called the 2553. So this is one of those times that if you've been doing your own books or you've been running everything off of your TurboTax, it might be a better time to go look at a CPA or go talk to somebody who's really sharp in tax matters, especially in 2018, because everything starts to change. And you got to start doing things early this year rather than waiting to the end of the year. It's more important to do it now than do it later.
Okay. Moving on and talk about a little bit of a different topic here with the new tax law. Limits on the deductions for state and local taxes. This includes income taxes and property taxes. So what impact could this have on the mechanical trades?
So it has a lot of effect on the mechanical trades as you're looking at individuals, because the state and local tax deduction limitation is on individuals. So somebody who lives in a very affluent neighborhood probably pays a lot of property taxes. They're going to have a limitation on their deductions. They're going to have less money potentially to spend. On the other hand, because of the complexities of law, I wouldn't count that as a big effect on our trades folks, because it's going to mean that all those people still have more money in their pocket. Now, to a member, to a person in the trades who has their own property taxes and income taxes, now it has an effect, because I can only deduct $10,000 of state and local income taxes, and that's my property taxes and my license tabs and everything else, on my itemized deductions. That would mean that I'd want to make sure I put my truck through my business, put the tabs through the business. If I've got the opportunity to have a shop in the back, I should make sure the property taxes associated with the shop are filed on my Schedule C. You can still deduct state and local taxes above the line if you do it in your business, but now below the line on the itemized deductions are highly limited. So if I was running kind of a simple, small mom-and-pop shop, you know, kind of running everything through my ordinary return, I'd probably want to make sure that I take a look at how my deductions are working so I could get the best use of those deductions.
Okay. And yet another win in the tax bill includes a provision that allows HVAC products to be immediately expensed.
That's huge.
Section 179, Small Business Expensing, where all components of an HVAC system can be expensed in the first year rather than being depreciated over 39 years. Can you discuss this and the impact it could have on contractors and distributors?
Well, this is huge. First of all, again, remember, it applies basically to businesses. So if I'm going to go put an HVAC into a house, the homeowner doesn't get the write-off. But if you're putting one in at my office here and you come in and put a new HVAC system in my office, in the past, if it was a $14,000, you know, system, I'd probably get about a $350 write-off a year. I depreciate it over 39 years. Now I get to write the whole $14,000 off all at once. It's an amazing difference in terms of the write-off. So I think it's going to save me maybe $5,000 in taxes. So HVAC is one of these new things that I get a full deduction on that I didn't get a full deduction on in the past. And it's a big advantage because it allows a portion of a building to be written off. And that's kind of unique. So that's one that if I'm a member and I'm doing HVAC bid and I'm talking to a business owner, I go, and don't forget, by the way, you get to write this off. So that makes a giant difference. While we're at it, Herb, I think our members need to know that they can now write off things like trucks that they use using the same provision. Section 179 allows you to write off a truck or a van that's used in a trade or business that has a gross vehicle weight more than 6,000 pounds. And I might point out, since I drive an F-150, that's got a gross vehicle weight of 6,010 pounds. Fancy that. So I could go buy a truck for $60,000. I get to write the whole truck off my income taxes. That's a huge thing for a lot of our people in the trades as well. So, saying again, same kind of basic idea. You can write off HVAC that you put in for a business. You can write off the truck you use in the business. Good deal.
This seems like something where contractors or distributors may want to meet with their tax officials sooner than later.
I would say as soon as your CPA comes off of tax season and gets over their hangover, I would probably go catch up with a CPA or go catch up with their tax person and just hit on some of these things. You know, hey, should I buy a truck this year? Should I buy a computer this year? Should I buy some new equipment this year? If I need some threading equipment, should I buy that? If I need a sheet metal bender, you know, is this the time to buy it? You know, what's my income look like? And they want to sit down with their tax return and literally simulate what it's going to look like in 2018, because the 2018 return and the 2017 return, they aren't going to look much alike at all. We're talking about that in the CPA profession now.
Okay. There's a lot of moving parts here with this new tax law. And while we have you on the horn, is there anything else you care to mention?
Well, there's some things on net operating loss carryovers. In the old days, you used to write off your net operating losses. You got to be careful of that now. So that's something to talk to our CPAs about. And probably a big one is, even for medium-sized people in the trades, I actually lobbied on this part of the bill. Now, we used to have a definition that a small business was under $5 million of gross revenues. Now it's under $25 million. So there's a lot of benefits to being a smaller than $25 million contractor. You can use completed cost contracting. You can also use the cash basis of accounting, and you can also write off your inventory. So again, that's a good thing to talk to your CPA about. That's pretty important. So I would say for our folks in the trades, go look at the type of business you have. Go look at your tax return this year and what's going to look like next year. But get started now. It's important, because if you wait till November, there's not much you can do for yourself. But if you do it now, you can do a lot.
Which is a perfect time to connect you with our listeners. If they're interested in connecting with you or learning more about LJPR, where should they turn?
Well, we've got a tax page on our website, which has got a lot of information on it, and they can get that for free, obviously. That's at ljpr.com. If they want to contact us, our number is 248-641-7400, and I'd be happy to answer questions that people had. And I'm happy to even work with their CPAs if that is the question. So 248-641-7400 or ljpr.com.
And you're based in Michigan, but does your reach extend throughout the nation?
We're all over the country, yeah, but we are in Michigan.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Leon, thanks for your time today. We appreciate you spending a few minutes to talk shop with us here on Counter Talk Radio. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Herb. Great talking to you.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Leon Lebrecht and learned a little bit more about how your distribution business can take advantage of the new tax laws. May I invite you to check back regularly for new installments here on Counter Talk Radio. For more information, visit www.distributioncentermag.com. Thanks for tuning in.